All right, so if you guys listened last week, you know that was part one of the Roy and Alma saga, so now we're back with part two.
Where it gets a little more kinkier.
Yeah.
And more bukkakier.
Yeah.
Would you let him back in without all that
like backstory? Friends with benefits? Like friends with benefits?
Sure.
I mean, that's kind of how we started.
Mm-hmm.
But
would you guys
see, that was all her.
Do you think you could go back to that? To being those kind of people?
I don't know. It's kind of hard because like we do have that past. Not like the bad, but like the good. We have the good and it's like
It
sucks that like what's more prominent is the bad stuff instead of the good stuff, but I don't know.
Do you think it could be easier to get back in that situation because you guys have already broken the ice, you know, in a sense?
like
one night, you don't think that at one night, you know, at 3 a.m, you're feeling a little frisky? since you guys have already broken that you know, stigma and that ice. Fucking bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would be, comfortable. We did live together for like 5-6 months. Almost 7.
Well, technically 4. And the other part was you're always there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then like, it's safe to say that he would be your go-to guy if you needed to relieve yourself of your women intuitions.
Like right now, recently, like.
Sure. Like tomorrow.
No.
No. He wouldn't be number one on the queue?
No, because it's so close to us breaking up and
no. But is there someone else above him?
No.
On the chart? On the list?
No.
I'm just curious if Roy is queued up in line to be next. To enter the world.
To be next or to continue? Because they're like
that both?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now.
What about when the show comes out next week?
No.
Right, I just want to say current.
It's
so that when we release
soon.
This episode.
Right. I was just concerned there for a second because I was like, shit, I really don't want to have to wash the sheets in my guest bedroom tomorrow.
Oh, no.
No, it wouldn't happen tonight, no. I don't think. Who do you think would be more down soon. With that situation? Would you be more down? To go, you know, would you green light it or would you green light it first?
What do you mean?
To just fuck one night. Just.
I feel like it would
just
be
there.
Roy.
It'd be you?
It'd
you think
be
so?
Roy.
What, do you agree?
I'm always down.
Well, I know that. You're a guy. But I'm just talking with your past and everything that's happened. Would you?
I think it would be Roy. It would be Roy because when we were dating and he would constantly bring up, well, if we break up, could we still be fuck buddies?
You said that. Why do you keep
No, it
mouth?
Was you.
No, I was just like, I'm so fucking down because I agree.
Who said
but
it?
She said it first.
No,
I definitely thought of it.
Okay.
I definitely thought of it.
I don't know who to believe.
You said it
no,
first.
No,
and
it
that's
was
why,
you.
No, that's what I thought was cool. I was like, oh my gosh, she thinks like me.
Who do you think said it first, honestly?
No, it was you.
You
no,
think Roy said it?
I promise you, because that was like, it's too early to say that.
No, it was you because you were always like, well, if we break up, I'm like, do you want to fucking break up with me?
No.
No. I would go with him just because I think it's inherent to most guys. Guys tend to seem to think that they can break up with somebody and still get some on the side for whatever reason.
Well, that never happened.
Yeah, true, but at the same time, though.
Because guys are just like, relationshiply challenged. Like,
I believe you, but the other thing, though, I know Roy a little more. And, I mean, I'll give you some credit, Roy. Mm-hmm. Roy can fuck if he wants to fuck. He has the ability to get a girl. He's talented that way. He's charismatic.
Not anymore.
He's got charm. I'll give him that.
No,
so
I
don't know.
That.
It's really hard when he says he didn't and then he says he didn't. I don't know. It's really hard. I mean, I don't know. I'll just be undecided on that one. I won't take a side.
I do remember you saying it, but then I was like, I was thinking the same thing. Like you said it first, but I thought of it a long time ago. You just said it first. Because I didn't want to say it out loud. Because it sounds like that. Like, what, you want to break up with me? Like, no, that's not what I mean.
You if
I
always said it. I'm like, dude, no. Do you want to break up or something?
No.
So you didn't want to break up with him at all?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No, I didn't. Like, I didn't. But he just kept on like, break up with me if you.
No, okay, what happened?
Or if you leave, right, I'm breaking up with you.
No, I'm going to throw my two cents.
Okay.
I would, dude, I talked to you more than I talked to her after like 2 months. It was bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You wouldn't talk to me. You wouldn't talk to me.
Right, because.
And so why do you want to be with someone who just never talks to you?
Why would you want to be with someone who doesn't trust you?
That's true.
You didn't trust her?
At first.
Why?
Because I, after all the other shit I've gone through, it's just kind of like.
Oh, so it's your baggage.
Anyone. It's my baggage. Like, I think.
No, well, that's not very fair then.
It's not. Like, I've.
You didn't
I've
give already, her, you didn't give her, you know, a fair shot.
Nope. I'm an idiot. And I, like, I thought about everything, and I know I fucked up.
Did you ever apologize to her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you, and you apologize to him and everything? So you guys are, like,
she
neutral?
She didn't have to apologize to me for anything.
Well, I mean, you know, it takes two to tango, so.
True.
You're, like, 70%
but it,
guilty,
it's
though.
Like, if someone, I'll like,
she didn't have
way
to,
more than that. But it's more of just, like, the
you,
person
you were
throws
leading,
the first punch.
You were leading the dance.
The person gets punched doesn't need to apologize.
Okay. What I mean to like bring you guys down, but
you did. You're an asshole.
You know, since this is a talk
no,
show.
No, this is a juicy. This is a juicy podcast. Yeah. I mean, actually, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably if I wasn't
Dr. Marcello
me, I would,
over here.
Yeah.
I just want to know, man, because this was.
I feel like this is why you set it up.
Partly, and I wanted to talk to you more about your like YouTube life and.
Ooh,
I mean,
yay!
But you know,
I'm
you
almost
can,
at 100
time.
Subs.
We
did you
some.
Did you unsubscribe from me?
I unsubscribed you from absolutely everything.
Okay, yeah, because I noticed I lost one sub from each channel that I had, and I'm like, it's probably fucking Roy.
Why'd you do that?
Because he doesn't want to see me.
Why'd you do that?
To remember.
Because yeah, that's.
What's
why.
Your YouTube channel again? Want to spell that out for everybody in case they don't know how to spell?
Okay, the name that is
all of them,
be on
every single damn thing you have.
Okay, Yadi Zet Go. That's if you just look that up. But the URL is youtube.com/theYadiZet, TheYarYzett. That's my main channel. My
and
collab.
What about the Joe? The Go.
The Go. Oh, that's it's on. That. It's that channel. Oh, okay. Yadi Zet Go is that channel, and I am in two collab channels. One is just pure vlogging collab channel that we kind of stopped for right now. And then another one is a collab channel where we sit down and do themed videos. So the vlogging one is it's Everyday Us. And it's just me and a bunch of guys from Australia, Michigan, and
like
New York.
Like actual males?
Yeah. So I'm the only girl in that collab channel. And we decided to vlog our
you know
lives.
You might be familiar with Bukkake.
As soon as she said that I knew he was gonna go back to the Bukkake.
You might eyes. You might you know unknowingly know what Bukkake is, but we won't go there.
What?
We won't not go there. This is not that kind of show.
Okay. So that's Everyday Us. And my new collab channel, it's called Slay Flawed. We don't have a URL yet because we haven't reached 500 subs. So
damn, just, 500.
Yeah, it's a new rule. You have to apply for a URL once you have 500 subs.
Well, that kind of makes like our Facebook page. We had to get the 25. Remember the likes?
In the old days, yeah.
Yeah.
To get the URL. I think with local programming, we didn't, did we? I think
Track 74. Both.
Yeah,
of them.
I know the old days like with Spotlight and those. They
yeah,
because
we were like, come
forever.
On, 25, come on. Yeah. And then when somebody hit it, we're like, yeah, fuck yeah. We're excited for 25 people. Honestly, I would be excited for 25. That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, if you're just being local about it, like this podcast is extremely local.
I was looking at some of the numbers earlier, and it looks like we may actually have somewhere in the 25 to 30 range of actual legitimate subscribed people looking at, because it can track like the RSS tools for it. You know,
well,
how,
we appreciate
how many devices
the
are regularly
guys.
Checking in for episodes, and that's how many it's getting. So
nice.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners out there.
Rate, comment, and subscribe.
Yes. Yeah. All on the down bar below.
Too.
What, next yeah. to whatever.
Sorry,
the description
I'm more of YouTube than I am podcast, but this is pretty cool. It really is. So
that's why I say it that way, because you always see it on the end of the YouTube videos.
Actually,
oh god,
oh no,
it's not going to have any voice.
No. Okay, good.
Did you ever find a charger for that?
I bought one actually.
Why? Because you see it now. Obviously, the battery's working on
why
it.
Why wouldn't have any voice?
Hers is always charged all the time.
Because it's going to be like a montage.
Oh.
So
oh,
all geez. Y'all are going to be in my vlog.
I took a panorama earlier that I can send you to.
Don't
except
do
it doesn't
it.
Have me in it.
Don't do it.
Does it have you in it?
No, the panorama doesn't.
Okay.
Panorama. You're going to have to pay us to do that.
Nope.
Yeah, we're going to have to get
we're not giving you the consent.
We didn't sign a release for that.
We did not.
I could blur your guys' face.
Yeah. That's going to be a lot of blurring on my part. But
that's a lot
your
of face.
Your face isn't that big.
I don't know if you have that many
that's a lot of pixels. Face.
Just track it in After Effects. It's easy.
Yeah. How do you guys like After Effects?
We love it.
I used the hell out of it this week.
We love for After what? Effects.
Rendering stuff for that video I'm working on.
Travis was telling me that you're getting...
Oh,
some After Effects skills now?
Yeah, I love After Effects.
You love it, damn.
I love it. I love working with it. I love creating graphics. Yeah. And it's not hard. It's not hard.
Nope.
Do you, can you,
girl.
After Effects is so hard. That's why I don't work with it.
Would you say that you like After Effects more than you like Roy Hesley?
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
what
wow.
else do you like
Roy Hesley?
More than me?
Final Cut.
Do you like Polar Pops more than Roy Hesley?
Huh?
Do you enjoy Polar Pops more than Roy Hesley?
Polar Pops? What are Polar Pops?
That
this big 42 ounce. In front
of him. I haven't had a 42.
This vessel? Forever. Fuck you. Do you enjoy your Wonder Woman cup more than Roy?
Yeah, I love Wonder Woman. He knows that Wonder Woman is bae, so...
The fuck does bae mean?
It means poop in Danish.
Wonder Woman
I taught
poop.
You that.
Are you, do you like
Woman
Danishes?
Like apple Danish? Yeah.
Cheese Danish.
Cheese, like cheese Danishes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like poop Danishes?
Dangishes?
Dangish.
Did I say Dangish?
Bangladesh.
Hey, so
okay, group.
Hey, so while it was brought up, though, Marcelo, I was kind of curious.
Who the fuck is Marcelo?
That sexy name guy, remember?
Top eight.
I was kind of curious, though, to hear your opinions of the 42-ounce sodas.
We already talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, okay.
Last episode.
Then. Oh, okay.
Jeez, man.
Pay attention.
God.
We talked too much off air, though. So
get your head I can't remember.
Do you know RoboCop's directives?
No.
God damn.
You really should.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Enlighten
you know
me.
To be disappointed to be
enlighten
though.
Me then.
No, it's fine. We'll just let's continue
you
on.
You just gotta go do
Roy,
homework.
Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Is he gonna propose to her or something?
Oh my god! He did that one time because he was so awkward.
Oh man.
It was when
there
I told
we haven't finished.
I told him
this interview is not over.
Oh, I told his roommates. How he asked me out, and he was like so awkward. He's like, "No, don't tell
didn't
them."
Did I tackle you? Like, shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, you didn't. There was his roommate. Well, his roommates are married, or were married, or they are married.
There are. I was like, what?
But they're just not his roommates.
She had her box, her ring box, on the counter, and so I was by the sink, and I was telling her like how he asked me out, and Roy got so awkward, and he's like, he gets the box, he kneels down and opens it. I'm like, no, you can't fucking do that to me.
She thought I proposed to her a couple of times. It's not even once.
Yeah.
Did I really fuck with you?
Yeah, like I. One time he,
make you,
you
cry?
Know,
oh, how about
I
this
freaked
one?
Out.
This
he
is my
said,
favorite.
I love you. And it wasn't like even aww. Like, oh, I'm in love with you. It was just like, oh, man, I love you. Kind
I say
of,
that a lot.
I love you.
Get the fuck off my goddamn Coke.
And so I freaked out and I left the house when he said that. I was like, no, I can't have you saying.
Yeah, it was all, I, and then I went back inside. I was talking to Anais and I was like, she looked freaked out. Why? I was like, oh, because she like gave me something. I was like, oh, man, I love you. And she left. And she's like, oh, shit. And then she texts you.
What if he was being serious?
It wasn't at the time.
I know, but let's pretend he was. What would you have said? No or yes?
See, that doesn't it doesn't affect her because I've said it before now, meaning it.
No, I mean the first time.
No.
Well, it freaked me out. I mean, the first time that he actually said, I love you.
Yeah.
We actually said, I hate you instead of I love you.
Oh, you guys are so progressive.
So...
Thanks, bro.
And it was on the bathroom floor.
So what do you think you uh-oh. Would have said, though, if he really proposed to you? What do you think in that moment, at that time in your relationship, what do you think your answer would have been?
Before the whole downfall?
Everything.
Yeah, I would have said yeah, because, I mean, we were talking about it.
He never fucked up.
He never did propose to me, but we would talk like...
Yeah.
No, he would say. He would say.
He's giving me the.
Right, he would the, say. The
jump in.
He would say. I'm gonna marry you. Like you're the one for me.
I said.
And I'm
damn.
Like, I said like we gotta. Hey,
you're
wait.
So gay,
we
dude.
Gotta wait. Hey, I told you I'd marry you too. I said like we gotta wait a year if anything, because you never know.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, we'll wait a year, but I know I'm going to marry you. You're, like, the one. And I'm like, okay,
damn,
cool.
She's the one? Oh, man.
Let me shoot myself in the face right now.
That's him being awkward. So.
That's him blushing right now.
Am I blushing?
Yeah you are.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like you're trying so hard to, like, object to this.
I'm trying to.
That's why you're just chugging that Coke.
Yeah. I'm not chugging it. Like, feel it. It's, like, still full.
Yeah, but you're taking a drink like every 3 seconds.
Oh, I am. Caught me on that part.
So you think maybe with time you guys will get back together? Like
I don't know. It depends how his life is.
My life.
What do you mean by that?
How about your life?
My life is going just fine for me right now.
So what's wrong with his life that isn't?
I don't know. I want you to get your life together first. What think of
like,
yourself.
Like get a driver's license?
Yeah, like drive. Hey, I think that was my biggest pet peeve towards Roy.
It's kind of my biggest pet peeve with him too.
Driving.
I have this fear I'm gonna kill people with the car.
But he's okay with driving drunk.
It wasn't my fault. Now you're leaving.
Yeah.
I said it wasn't my fault. But now you're crying.
So,
yeah,
there was a point where we were talking about marriage and shit.
You know, it's my favorite, like, where so. She thought I proposed to her, like, a couple of times, by the way.
Is this not
dude,
us.
It was so funny.
I'm going to tell this one. I'm going to tell this story. Wait, do you want me to tell you about the one where we're done having sex? Or the one
yes.
Or the one with Taco Bell?
That's what the one about sex
I'm
is the one
I'm thinking about
right
the
here.
One with the Coke.
Oh, shit. There's three of them.
The Coke is
how many times
one.
Did you toy with her emotions?
I didn't
you
do anything.
Heartless son of a bitch.
Her mind toyed with her
yeah,
goddamn emotions.
It was my mind.
Okay. Jesus. I'm going to. Okay.
Did you guys use toys in the bedroom?
No.
No anti toys? Oh.
No, there's okay. No
it was
need.
Just us? Yeah.
That's
there's
boring.
No need.
All right. So what was your story?
Which one do you want to hear first?
Anyone.
The sex. The
yeah,
after
say,
sex.
Gordo
one.
Was very
I don't
eager.
Remember that
the after sex one.
Well, now that there's no toys.
Was.
It's kind of pointless.
Like. We were
if
just
you
like
have to
laying.
Think about it, it's not true.
No, we were laying there one time.
Naked.
We were just talking. Yes.
Cool.
We're just talking.
Imagery.
It was like a nice
imagery.
Talk. And I was like, this is a perfect. Because you fucked with me a little bit, like a day after that, or a day before that, you fucked with me with something. And I was like, I'm going to get you back.
You fucked him with something?
Yes. She tried to.
No toys.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to stick her finger in my butt a lot. I was like, no.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like it.
Fingers in your butt.
I don't like it.
You know, she can stimulate you back there.
I don't
yeah.
care.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's
prostate massage.
My wiener is yeah. enough for me. But
would you let me stick my finger
fuck
in your butt?
Maybe.
No.
It's, just,
okay.
it's you. That's different.
Thank you.
I've known you for a while. All
right.
Okay, go.
Lube or no lube?
Go.
Either one.
I don't remember fucking with you.
Yeah, you fucked with
Roy,
me.
Roy,
the
can,
next
I,
day.
Can I just break one thing to you, though?
What?
Her fingers are a lot smaller than his.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like it won't
no,
be
but
as
hers, are scar- oh. hers are skinnier. Though,
yeah,
so.
That's
like
what I'm saying,
cold.
Though.
It won't hurt as much.
That's what I'm saying. Hers would be better than his. He's fine with yours.
You
like, she like broke one of her fingers, too.
Yes, it's still.
Oh, fix that shit.
Well, see, that really hit your prostate then.
How did you break it?
I have no idea. It just like started getting
mine's
a little bump.
Actually crooked, too. Oh. But.
This one's broken, too. Look at that. This one's broken.
Is it just the joint?
A chair fell on my finger.
And she doesn't give a fuck
and
about her
finger.
How
never
long
got
ago did
fixed.
That happen?
This one was in fourth grade.
Sorry.
And then,
that's normal. Don't
and
worry.
This one was last year, January. It just started, like, the bone just started coming out. And
I
so,
thought
like,
that was
skin
normal
because
mine kind of do
staring.
That.
Oh, that does feel weird.
No, it feels
weird. Yeah, that doesn't feel
weird. Touch it.
Yeah. Does it still bend? Hard?
Yeah.
More or less.
No, not really.
Like there, it, like the top part, you can like.
Well, I mean,
it's
just, yeah,
it makes its maximum bend, like when it's normal.
Yeah. Huh.
What was that motion?
Interesting. Okay, so back.
Okay,
to,
go.
Okay, so
no,
back,
right.
Okay, so
you guys interrupted me the
I'm sorry.
Whole time.
You had sex. You're laying there naked.
No.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'll go get a drink.
So and so we're just talking, and it was kind of like a
milkshake.
It was kind of like a very intimate talk, and so I was just kind of. I pretended like I had something in my hand. I just started talking to her like all the, or I said other shit. But
what did else did you say?
I don't fucking really remember. But do I remember, it was more in the marriage part. And she's like, oh my God, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I pull towards her. I was like, nothing. And she fucking beat the shit out of me. You were fucking like, oh my God, you scared me. And you started hitting me. And really hard too. Like, I think you were really mad at me. But it was perfect justice. Because I forgot what you did to me
before. I forgot too. Probably didn't happen. But
it did. I remember because I held that grudge. I don't hold grudges. And I held that grudge. I was like, fuck this. She tricked me really fucking hard.
With what? What could I have possibly done to have you hold that grudge?
Oh, I remember.
Was it? What was it, please?
Enlighten when you me. Had Roman fucking trick me.
Him now, sending you pictures?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have Roman trick you. It was Anais, and but I you played guys along with it.
Yeah, like a bunch of assholes, so I tricked you.
I remember. You liked his butt.
He has a nice butt. So, and then the other time was Taco Gordo's board.
No, I'm listening. Oh. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you guys.
It looked like you're about to eat the mic.
No, I'm just chilling.
And then the next time was with Taco Bell when they had those, when they had the hot sauce packets that say something. She's like, hand me a hot sauce packet. I gave her one. I guess it said, will you marry me? I didn't know that at the time. It was, and she's like, really? I was like, what?
And I fucking ate it. She, like, I just stuffed it in my mouth.
When she realized that it was an accident, she's just like, oh, and she like bit into it, like tried to chew it up and spit it out.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the Coke one is pretty funny too.
Yeah, the Coke one, it was awesome because like my favorite drink is Coke. And we had the Cokes that say share a Coke with whatever. And he got like the star Ben. One. So he gave me a Coke and then the Coke said share a Coke with your soulmate. And I saw it and I was like, no fucking way, Roy. Did you just what? And he's like, what? He was so confused, and then he saw it, and he's like, no, no, I didn't propose to you. And he checked all the other Cokes, and none of them had soulmate. That was the only one. And I was like, that's weird. Yeah.
She saw too many...
too many chick flicks.
Too many shit, yeah.
What are you up, Tom?
Who wrote that?
What? Just continue?
Answering a text there.
What are you up, Tom? My name's not Tom.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, hypothetically. If you were going to propose to her, how would you have done it?
I don't know. Never thought about that.
I mean, is it something you would have planned out long, elaborate, or is it something you would have done just spontaneously? Would you have been one of those guys that does it like on Valentine's Day, like some sap? Or?
No, that's fucking dumb.
Oh, I would hate that. Like, that's everybody dumb. Gets engaged on Valentine's Day.
I do it all like
or one
some-
of those guys that like... I do gets engaged fucking... at somebody else's wedding or something.
Like someone else is like,
it's an asshole move.
Oh, I had a great day. Well, fuck your day. Here yeah. you go.
No, so you didn't nothing. Never.
I would
it.
Plan it. I'd plan it out.
Like really elaborate or just something special? Like something elaborate with a bunch of people around or something or something with just the two of you but special.
I don't know.
What would be your style?
I don't know. I wouldn't think about that.
What about you? What would be?
I'd
your...
have probably got more.
No. Good.
I'd make it elaborate though. Make it like. Something will fuck with her mind. Where, like, at the end of the day, if she doesn't have a heart attack, that's great. To be like that.
Like or, How or. I Met Your Mother type of stuff?
I didn't get that far in that show.
Okay. Never mind.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Fuck.
Great.
How about you? What would be yours? I mean, you want something elaborate that it can be YouTubed or...
That's the third time you say, how about you? You've already... So well, you've already gone Roy, Alma, now it's Alma.
Well,
again.
I know, but I thought he was done the first time. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So.
Yeah, if like someone vlogged it, that would be pretty cool.
What about made a YouTube video about it? And then a podcast.
It's a podcast video.
Yeah, I mean, if they...
Oh, fuck you.
If they did something like...
Well, I was like, well, I was thinking of something else. Sorry.
Roy, shut up.
Like, what I'm into, that would be pretty cool. Like if they incorporated acting or dance or
maybe some
YouTube,
sign language.
That would be the best. Same. Like proposing in sign language.
Flash mob.
Flash mobs are
flash
pretty
mob,
sick.
Sign language.
Yeah.
Where you see it from the top and it's like hands moving. I already have an idea. That's never going to be used.
Good. It only took 20 seconds of me and Gordo glaring at you to catch on.
But yeah.
So would you still marry Roy?
God damn it. I don't know. I don't know. It depends if I can trust me or not.
Can you trust her or not?
I don't know. Depends.
Do you think you've heard enough of her in the last few months to realize that you were mistaken?
Oh, I knew I was mistaken. I said that like 5,000 times already today.
Well, yeah, he told my roommate. My roommate was like, yeah, I talked to Roy. He has said nothing.
And then she got fucking mad at me for talking to her. I was talking to her because she was having a bad day. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll talk to her and make her feel better. Bad day. Jackie Chan.
I like how we can go from serious like relationship talk to stupid Jackie Chan
shit. This will be a very serious episode. But like I was talking to her about that, and then you got brought up, and I just kind of.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't think Roy has ever said anything bad, or that I've heard anything bad about.
Remember in the beginning, I was like, "This girl's a bitch." Fuck. But now I'm not. Like, no bad. I was angry at the end.
Right.
Yeah, he was mad at the world at the beginning.
I was mad at the world. That was bad.
He never said anything specific. He was just angry.
Yeah, he was like just...
A girl on her period?
You hated life for a while.
Yeah.
I did. I really did.
Like, you were on like a rampage. Like, it was like total carnage, man. I just...
Oh! God damn it! Remember when they had to take down Spider-Man because it scared Sienna?
Yeah.
Like, no!
And Iron Man.
Iron Man. Hulk. Hulk was disappeared a while ago. I have a bunch of Marvel standees.
Do you still have that huge one?
I have all of them.
Oh. Still have that huge one, Roy?
Always. Always. But, yeah, no, after a while, Sienna was scared of all of them. And the last one I wanted to take down, I did.
Are you against women's suffrage? Since you're like pro choice? If you could abolish it, would you?
What do you mean?
Would you abolish women's suffrage if you had the power?
Would you just abolish it?
Like if you were God or something.
If I was God.
And you could like world hunger, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course. I want to make an impact in the world. And I want to change the world. I really do. But I know.
Easy
trying to be fucking serious here, Roy.
I know, they're good.
I'm trying to specify what my YouTube channel is now going to be.
I hope it's not against.
So if you had the power, then.
Against women's suffrage.
So if you had the power, you would abolish women's suffrage, correct? If you had the power.
If I had the power to do anything, I would try to make the world perfect.
But would you abolish women's suffrage?
I don't know.
You don't know if you would or not?
It's a yes or no answer.
So you would allow women's suffrage?
I don't.
Would you allow women's suffrage?
I mean, obviously we can't. We don't have that power because we're only human. But yeah. I mean, if you had the power too, would you do it?
Yes or no question.
Sure. If I had the power to do anything.
All right. That's good.
It'll
enough.
Be yes.
You said yes. Mm. All right. We can move on.
Why?
I would never abolish it.
Why?
I wouldn't either.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because women's suffrage is a right for women to vote.
Welcome to the official trick question of local programming.
She says she doesn't vote. So
well, I know, but
I
still.
I don't vote.
Yeah, but
why don't you
vote?
Why would you take away from other women?
Why don't you
want to?
Cut.
Did you even know what women's suffrage meant before you answer this?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Cite your sources, please.
I mean,
please.
Why?
Women?
Why? I don't get, like, voting. Because is it really our voice? Are we really picking
yes.
the things?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yes.
Yeah. It just depends if you want. If you don't have to, you don't want to. But, like, when you say in women's suffrage, you're ending every woman's right to vote. So you're taking the right from them already.
Yeah.
So you would take that right from them.
Yeah.
You just say it because you fucked up, huh? Come on. Just say it. You can admit it. Because I almost did, but I remembered it because of Mancho. And Vanessa fucked up because she didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's okay because it sounds stupid.
No, I mean, I don't hate feminists, but I hate feminists.
I hate feminists too.
But it's not even a feminist thing. It's like an equality in general
yeah.
thing. It's like other races having the right to vote.
Like if a male says that they're against it, then that's sexist. That's it. But if a woman says it, it's just weird.
Do you play sports?
No. That's why I'm like a performing arts person.
So. But she likes football.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Shh.
So tell us more about like your acting, singing.
I was going to tell you about my YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's do that.
Damn, she's already annoyed with us.
Yeah.
That means we're on a good start. We're doing the right thing.
Oh, now that I'm pissed, you guys are on track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the quality of the show. This is how we gauge how good the show is going.
It's how you get your rankings.
Can you handle the heat?
The Cheetah Men. We're the Cheetah Men.
We're not the Cheetah Men.
We are. Do you know where the Cheetah Men is?
No, don't ask him.
We are the Cheetah Men.
So your YouTube channel.
So, yeah.
I'm Hercules, so and this is Apollo.
Yeah, I'm still listening.
And
keep going.
He's Ares. Thank you.
Yay, okay. Audio fiction.
We win.
Remember when I would do that?
Yeah.
When you would do, but yeah, I still do that. Okay.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of inside jokes between me and her.
Yeah. Okay.
We're all here.
So, well, like my YouTube channel... I had an epiphany and it was like not going anywhere that I wanted it to be. So if I want to live in a perfect world, ideally I want to live in a perfect world, but realistically it's impossible. So if I could change one person's life through my YouTube channel, then they could change someone else's life. And it's like a chain link.
What if you change your life negatively? Is that still qualify as changing their life?
But I want to make a positive.
So it has to be positive.
Yeah, I want to make a positive change. I want to make like a positive impact.
What if it was
that's what I'm like going for like acting too. Like I want to do so much positive stuff with my life. Like I'm all about positivity. I'm all about like getting better with myself and in life. If that makes sense.
Yes.
But I don't vote, so.
And break. You gotta get down with the get down. Get down.
Get down. Get down. Get down. Okay, what else?
What else do you want
to
say?
Yeah, what else would you like to talk about?
Anything you feel that you need to say?
I do.
Or that you want us to ask you about? That way we can transition to it nice and smoothly.
Yeah.
You can plug your channel as much as you want.
We don't care.
This is free advertisement for you.
Yeah. For all the 30
you can just keep saying it repeatedly if you want for a minute.
Sure.
Do you subscribe to us?
No.
The fuck?
I haven't subbed.
Damn.
Subscribe.
I liked your stuff already. There's one.
Okay.
Like for like.
I'll say I've liked all your Facebook stuff. I don't subscribe to anything on YouTube though.
I don't like.
I'll still watch it if I see it posted.
Yeah.
But
I think I subscribed to one of your channels.
Which one?
The acting one, I think.
Yeah, he said,
you have an acting one, right?
Yeah. I don't post on that.
Well,
one.
Fuck.
I should.
Well, which one should I subscribe to then?
YadiZetGo.
I'll do that.
I'm almost to 100 subscribers. So every milestone that I get on my YouTube channel, I'm going to do like something crazy.
Like everyone else does.
Yeah, basically.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
No, right. It just... I don't know. For me, it's like an accomplishment, right? For every milestone, you reward yourself. So you reward yourself by acting
you
a
should,
fool.
You should be different and insult everyone. Fuck you guys for subscribing.
No.
And then see then how I'll many get, people are like...
I'll get unsubscribed.
Yeah, but what if people are assholes and be like, yeah, we're pissing her off. Let's keep subscribing. And you should get much more. I can see that kind of happening. Not like just joking aside. I can kind of see it happening. Especially like if you like try to get everyone from Yuma to do it. Because Yuma people are assholes.
I'm the total opposite.
But Yuma is like, they don't know about YouTube. Like, if you walk around those vlogging, they'll look at you like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you talking about? They take dumbass fucking selfies everywhere. I see people just...
But are they vlogging? Are they talking to a camera?
No, they talk to themselves. I just saw a fucking black lady girl.
I just subscribed.
Yay.
There's
one
two.
More. One more sub.
I'll
one
do
more
it.
Sub.
I'll,
you,
I'll do it.
You unsubbed for it. For your own personal reason.
I'll do it. I'll do it so you can thank me in it.
No! So you can have a personal.
It said 98 and I subscribed and it still says 98. But
well, it's going to be 99. So let me, if I do it, you got to be like, and thank you, Roy. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, you have great. To thank all no. of us.
You have to thank the last person that subscribes.
What if you're not the last person that subscribes?
If I do it fucking right now, I will be the fucking
one. What if I unsubscribe and resubscribe?
Yeah. Then I'd have
it's
to
still
thank
showing
Travis.
98, though.
Then you'll be a faggot like me.
I'd have to thank Travis.
And Roy Hessley.
What if I subscribed to his local podcasting before I did it myself?
Shit, that's different.
And then that would be the 100.
What if I just make 10
you know
profiles?
Why you know why you know why I unsubscribed
to all of
you?
Them?
Why?
Because
I wasn't
I
active?
Kept getting no, because I kept getting goddamn emails.
Because you were mad?
And I didn't just go to the settings and change it.
What do you mean, emails?
For some reason, no matter what else I follow on YouTube, it doesn't send me emails that they got... that they got videos of.
Yeah, I'm sure it's in your settings somewhere.
I know. I could have just changed that.
It's crazy because, I mean, just talking about subscribers and shit, I'm like total opposite. I don't really like want subscribers. Yeah. I just want people to see the damn content.
Right.
Well, what the subscribing does...
I want to start a dialogue.
What the subs do is it helps
you. They let you know.
No, I mean, I get it. I mean, that's awesome, but I'm just saying, like, my goal isn't to get subscribers.
Right.
That's just me. Like, I'd rather have people... I'm more about the view count.
You're more about views.
Yeah. I want my reach to go further.
Right. But
the subscriptions do help though. I'm not against them. I'm just saying like if I had to pick one, I would go for views personally.
By the way, the El Toro Bowl punt finally broke 100,000 views.
Nice. I became the 1,000.
How?
Or 100.
What number was it showing?
It says 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if I already did too?
I expect to get some more from this show. I mean, you know, maybe.
Hopefully. Now to unsubscribe.
You can subscribe if you want to. If you don't want to, it's okay. It's your own opinion on what you like to see on YouTube. But I had an epiphany and my YouTube channel wasn't going anywhere. It was just challenges and it was just
like
redundant.
Gallon challenge?
No, it was just stuff that was already on there.
Would you be down for gallon challenge?
Yeah, but I don't want my channel to just be challenges.
No, would you be down to join?
Yeah,
to join us.
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking about this like since last year.
We were.
We always talk about everything.
Yo, when is this gonna happen?
We want to do one with a bunch of girls because the girl won the first one.
Naked.
The girl didn't win the first.
Yes, the girl won the first one.
Not the
good. Or no, laxative. Sorry, not Gallon. That was laxative. Never mind.
Laxative, buddy.
Never mind.
Laxative
yeah, sorry.
I'm not doing no laxative challenge.
Are we in a break still, or are we back?
No, we've been back for a while.
We are.
I don't know. I'm editing this one, so I'll figure it out.
Okay, I figured because I don't think you would want me to edit this
I don't because you're gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
And it'll be like September before we see it.
Yeah. So I had an epiphany, and I finally realized where my channel was going.
So there I was, Maximum Carnage, me,
fuck, okay,
Spider-Man,
go.
Cletus
Stop,
Cassidy, Shriek, and Black Cat.
Okay, go. I'm sorry. You were holding it's
upside
down,
comes
by
in
the
on
way.
The rooftop,
I like it like this.
Swings in, and I have like 40% health left. I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Wow.
Fucking Black Widow and her bullshit.
Okay,
little baby.
What happened. So go on with
my web slingers are like running out.
Right
I don't have that many powers left.
I'm listening.
Can I just
I
turn
like
him
one
down?
One more Captain America left.
Should I just turn him down?
And what I'm talking about is.
Wait, what I'm talking about is peace.
Ah, dick. And shit.
Okay, go on.
Turn my headphones up.
I didn't turn your headphone down.
Turn it up.
Proceed.
I didn't touch your
okay, so
too.
Last night
I
was on YouTube. On YouTube and I was looking through all of the channels I'm subbed and they're all the same thing. It's all the same faces. It's all the same challenges. It's all the same. And I was like, where are all the important stuff in life? Like, where are the videos that talk about like bad breakups or horrible bosses or even stuff that you went through in middle school and high school or being a teen mom and stuff like that. And I told myself, you know what? Why am I looking for this if I can be that one person on my channel? So that is where my channel is going. It's going to be that one channel that is different from everybody else's that is actually going to be there to help young girls in middle school, to help teen moms, to help whoever just needs advice. So that
when
is
did,
where
when
my
did
channel.
You have your child?
Two if- years ago.
Oh.
Three.
Can I just point two. Out that during that entire poignant statement, these two jackasses were like flashing her and doing all sorts of
I was listening though.
Mildly homoerotic stuff.
I was listening to her. I was listening the whole time.
I'm a theater student, so
yeah,
I can tune out stuff.
I was going to say, it definitely showed some acting chops there. Ignoring
I just wanted
that
her
shit.
To stare at my boobs.
Do you like Roy's jugs?
Do you like my jugs?
So I like his jugs.
Yeah.
I bit them so many times.
So you do like them then?
I mean,
I think if we were still going out and you would see like me naked, it looked like she's abusive.
Did it bother you that Roy's hygiene is not up to par?
He was good with his hygiene when we were together. Because, I mean, I would tell him.
Yeah.
So.
Because we showered together. I'm good with my hygiene.
I did notice that he smelled better in the morning if I gave him a ride during that period.
Good.
And bullshit.
Didn't necessarily smell like he washed the shirt, but, you know.
I washed the shirt.
Roy smell was
a little milder. See, what I got to do is I just need to put my fucking clothes back into, like, the proper areas. Because what I do is I wash them where...
That thing.
This.
Oh. No, we already discussed that a few weeks ago.
La verga.
But, like, I'd wash my clothes or have my mom wash them because, fuck that, I don't got a washer and dryer. I'd have her wash it, and then, like, she'd give it to me, and I just wouldn't put it back. It would be stuck together the whole time.
You were so lazy, and I would tell you, put your clean clothes away. It's my clothes. I'll do what I want. Fuck?
So they're washed. They're all clean. They're just all together.
Lazy.
All the time. I need to get hangers. I need to start properly putting them away.
Yeah, because hangers are like, what, 10 for a dollar?
Yeah, they're not bad. It's just
serve the public trust.
Just so lazy.
Protect the innocent.
So you can hang up your 20 comic book and 20 video game shirts you own.
Uphold the law.
That's all I need for
games.
And
a 3 for work.
Ah, damn it.
What, you said where you work?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. There's a few other things that need to be edited out of this show anyway.
So where I work. If you've heard the first episode, you know where I work. Who cares? I work at GameStop.
You have suffered an emotional shock.
You're such the ultimate nerd right now.
I will notify a rape crisis center.
I work at GameStop, guys.
Come get me.
I wear comic book shirts all the time.
Nah, I get killed. Hey, they're cool comic books. They're like trendy, awesome
with
ones. Holes
in them. And I still wear them.
I'll buy that
for
$1.
Your Diablo one.
That's where that one went. What else do you have?
That's it.
Your giraffe peenie, but I don't know if you want that.
I want it back.
It's disgusting.
Wash it.
I don't want to.
Fucking wash it.
It's been tainted.
You fucking wash it.
It's been tainted.
Do you have it for memories or what?
No, I don't. It's in the closet.
Wait.
Like, shameful.
You came on it?
No.
Then how the fuck has it been tainted?
Because it's the after. It's what it was used for after.
Is there anything that Roy did in bed that
I still
want
to know what happened
liked?
To the beanie.
Okay, well, my favorite animal is a giraffe, and I have a giraffe beanie. Uh-huh. And one time, Roy got it because he always wears beanies. Uh-huh. Obviously, he got
really
it.
Roy always wears beanies. No shit.
He got it and he put it on, and then it was after we had sex, and then he did it again and again.
We had sex?
It's a sex beanie.
And then he was like, oh, this is going to be a tradition. So whenever he had the giraffe beanie, everybody knew we had just had sex.
Oh, okay.
So
it was the closest thing near me usually, though, most of the time.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to go get something to drink.
Because he has to put on a beanie to leave the bedroom, apparently.
Yeah, and nothing else, just
probably,
a fucking beanie.
Yeah, tighty whities with a hole in the crotch.
No tighty whities.
Glassy stripes.
No, I said no tighty whities.
Fucking okay, Avengers tighty whities.
Oh, I have underwear of yours.
I have underwear. Oh, I already gave yours back.
You only gave me shirts.
No, yeah, there was something in there.
And socks. And then the book that I got you.
You should have held on to them.
And then the underwear.
You gave her back the book that she got you?
I didn't want it.
What was it?
Too hurtful.
And then when she gets YouTube famous, you could have sold them.
Wait, I want to know the book.
I bought him, like, for his birthday. I took him to San Diego for a concert. His favorite band, whatever.
Who's your favorite? Oh, Arctic Monkeys?
I love them, man.
Mm-hmm. Whack ass band.
And so I took him, and then I took him and one of his best friends to the concert, right? I didn't go because...
I fucked up. I'm going to
really?
Go use the restroom.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away.
Yeah, might as well because I want
to
hear this story.
I wasn't the one he took to the concert. He took his other girlfriend. It's his best friend, Roxy. So he took her. I drove them up there. And then I went with two of my other friends to keep me company because I was like, well, my boyfriend's not taking me to this concert that I said I would go to. Even I bought the tickets. So... let's do this. So I took them to San Diego, And me and my friends were walking downtown, and I went to Urban Outfitters, and I saw books, and there was a happy birthday book, and I was like, I'm going to get him this. And I wrote in every single page, like, a message that corresponded with that page. So I thought it was cute.
And what did he do for your birthday?
Nothing.
Did he remember it? Did he remember it at least?
I don't remember if he texted me happy birthday. Probably not.
He had to text you happy
no,
birthday?
But when no, he didn't text me, actually.
As you walked through the door?
But he said when we were together, he's like, oh,
I'm gonna say, was it during, was it when you were living together?
No, my birthday was in December.
Okay.
He took me to Disneyland. He said that was like part of my birthday, but Disneyland was like in
June. Well, yeah, that was a big investment that he spent on those tickets too.
She wouldn't let me buy it. He didn't buy him. He won them.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She
and
said,
then he's like, I'm going to get you something so good for your birthday. I already have the first part and I'm thinking of this.
And then
like,
we broke up.
Yeah. And then we broke up.
So I couldn't do the rest of it.
So you didn't even bother texting her happy birthday though, you dick.
I don't remember what I was doing.
So are you ever going to finish the second part of the birthday surprise?
No.
I don't know.
Would you want him to finish the second part of the birthday surprise?
I heard one thing about the Arctic Monkeys tickets.
Hmm.
You didn't buy them. I did.
I didn't give you money to buy them?
No.
I didn't give you $150 to buy them?
No, you were late. When the person was selling me the tickets, because they were sold out.
Right. Did I give you $150?
No.
I gave you $150.
No. Oh shit! You did after.
Did. It was $160. $160.
No, I paid for that myself, though. And then
I gave. Did I give you money?
I don't think so.
I did give you money because I said this is for your birthday, and then you were like, after we broke up, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna pay you back for the tickets. No, it's your birthday present.
Sorry, I have other things to pay off now. I can't.
It was your birthday present, so.
The loan. I got that big ass loan I had to pay off.
Oh yeah, what happened with that big ass bill you dumped on him?
She technically didn't dump it on me. So I was pissed off. Well, here are the choices. I gave her the choice. I was like, "Do you want to help me pay this off? If not, I can do this, but just let me know." And you said that you're like, "Whatever, it's up to you." I was like, "All right, then. If you want to help me out, that'd be cool." And then when I needed the money to do that, didn't happen. So.
You were always wishy-washy.
Yeah, I was hoping.
You know what? I'm going to get a loan so you don't have to help me.
Yeah, and I was like, and I asked you,
though. But if you want to, okay.
Yeah, if you
want
to help me out, that'd be great. But, and I thought you were going to say something. And you never did. This was the horrible communication. And it was just like, fuck. So I just assumed. I guess
well, you guys
assuming.
Had communication problems.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. Well,
you guys never spoke about that.
Yeah. And then, like at the end, I was just like, okay, I'll just call you, hit you up for like. And I was just thinking, like, you don't have to give me everything; just give me what, like a chunk, just a little chunk of it to throw down on that loan.
And what happened to the chunk? You just said fuck it, nah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that was a bad comment because I was still cool with her. I was just kind of. This is where we became not cool for a bit.
Are you guys getting like.
He became not cool.
No. With emotions right now? Like, are you guys getting overwhelmed?
It's like.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I didn't expect the answer I got. I was like, what the fuck? Because I was like, okay, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to pay this shit off. I'm going to be done with it. And I'm not going to have to ever worry about this again. And then I got that answer. I was just like, my mind just went, what the fuck? Like,
what was the answer?
I'm just going to say she said no. Because there's a different answer.
Yeah.
Just give us the answer.
Let's just, I don't think her mom hates me. Your mom hates me, huh?
She doesn't even talk about you. She doesn't remember you.
That's good.
So what was the answer?
Talk to my mom. She handles my money. I was just like.
Because she does.
But. It was, to me, I was like, but you live there. And I was like, oh, just
but
get
But remember,
it, from her.
It was at that time that I was in the internship. I wasn't getting paid.
See, so there's our, that's our answer. We finally got it.
Don Henley. Drunken monster.
Fucking train derailed.
Hey, but it's all good. I got
hit by a California man.
I got the loan. He got my minimum.
His charge drops. It's pretty nice.
My minimum is not a lot at all.
It might come back.
So what I'm just doing, I'm paying little by little, throwing it.
He's innocent.
Throwing it down. What are you guys talking about? Who died?
Your mama.
But yeah, so I have no grudge against her for that. It just really fucking sucks that I still have to pay that off. Which, it's going to take me like maybe a year.
What emotion overwhelmed you the most?
Anger.
Anger toward her?
Yes. And like, I called her mom. And
did you know this? Did you know he was angry at you?
Fuck yeah, she already had an idea.
Yeah. So did you do this knowing that he was angry already?
I wasn't even angry when I first texted her.
Texas.
Text. I said text.
I know. I was kidding.
I
it was more of a, like, I don't give a shit what he feels, because it was like, well, he doesn't fucking trust me. So it's like, so I stopped giving a shit.
Mm. So she fucks me over. Just kidding.
Do you feel that you fucked him over?
No.
No. And you do?
Yeah. Well, it's more of just like, if I knew ahead of time what I had to do, I would have planned it out better. But I didn't know. Not until fucking 5 minutes after. I was like, okay, I need to change my plan. I'm going to figure this out. Either I'm going to kill myself so I don't have to pay for this anymore.
Or, really? That was an option?
No, it was not an option.
Like, damn, that's kind of deep.
I just thought, like, fuck. I was like, how? I need to pay this off. Like, the girl, that lady's nice, man, but you can only fuck someone nice over so many times. And that's what I felt.
Only fuck someone nice over.
Someone over. Like, I fucked that up, but you know what I mean, right? She was such a nice lady. She let me get away with a lot of shit. Like, honestly, you shouldn't have even been living there. But she let me get away with it.
So what's your opinion now on the whole matter? Do you, like, still not give a fuck about it? Like, te vale?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, why am I going to
dwell in the past, yeah?
I care, because I have to pay for it still. I'm not done. I still got a long way to go. Like, I think I got, like, a quarter done. A quarter of the 2000. So it's like, fuck. I just wish you would have let me know that you weren't going to. And then I would have planned it out easier. I just like how I'm going to plug in AA just because they helped me out. Come on. Hey, for that and me having no credit and they're letting me play this like little minimum, I'm glad I'm there. It's better than fucking Wells Fargo. They fuck people.
What are you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, well, you have Wells Fargo, huh?
No, I don't.
You have Chase, right?
Barely have Wells Fargo.
You have Chase?
No.
What do you have?
Ally. Got tired of Wells Fargo.
Mm. Yeah, Wells Fargo fucks people.
My mortgage is through Wells Fargo, and I have a savings account there.
Mm. Well, either way, with that whole situation, I don't care about it anymore. I got the loan. I'm paying that little by little, so I don't care.
So you let bygones be bygones?
Yeah, I don't care. It's over. Like, what is complaining going to do? Is it going to pay it off? Nope.
No. No, okay.
Is being mad at her going to...
So you're not angry with her anymore?
No, I don't care.
That's in the past?
Yeah.
Not to mention, as far as getting screwed over in relationships financially, you probably lucked out more than just about anybody I know.
No, financially, I fucked. Oh, yeah, everyone else. Could have been
much worse.
Like, out of all the relationships, this is a financially most, like, that fucked me the most.
Well, yeah. That's you learned your lesson in a very easy way, I think.
Yeah, I get everybody on the lease. But that's about it. Who cares? It's over.
Is it over, Alma? Is it over for you too?
Yeah.
Or do you still have like shell shock about the whole situation?
What do you mean?
Like, does it wake you up at night like, oh fuck, you wake up sweating?
I just don't care.
Thinking about all the dollar signs that are negative toward him?
No, because I have my own like debt that I have to pay off too. So, I mean, we all have our own stuff that we're more concerned about at the time.
So Roy's not a concern for you anymore?
At the moment, no. I'm not a concern for him at the moment.
You don't care about her anymore?
In what way?
At all.
Yeah, I do. I do, but I'm not going to let it bother me anymore.
If she asked you for help, would you help her?
Yeah. I definitely would.
That's just the type of person who he is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
oh yeah, but with that whole book, I couldn't It was like a relapse. Like it was
you
a
probably
drug.
Cried when he read it.
No, I didn't cry.
You wanted to keep Snow White. Come on, you.
No, I didn't
want to
keep. No, I did not. I didn't want to keep that.
Jesse
Snow White.
Told me I'm not even going to tell her I have Snow White.
No, I told her like it was crazy that we found that little Snow White figure in the couch. I didn't want to keep the Snow White. What the fuck are you talking about? I didn't want to keep that cup though.
What cup?
The Han Solo cup.
Oh.
She took it.
I did.
You know about Star
Wars. I bought them and I made them.
So for me, so I might as well give you something else you bought me.
No.
Look at how much you're smiling.
This is my smile because I'm angry. Face.
I think you guys are maybe like
you said. I might as well give you something else you bought me. What was that? Were you going somewhere with that or
yeah, right. The book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I read the book. I was just like, okay. Oh, fucking feelings. I don't want feelings anymore. I don't know. It was too much. Like, I don't cry. It's rare. But you see me cry.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Did you cry for her?
No.
Yes, you did, motherfucker.
Nope. Not cry.
He'd cry?
Oh, I cried that. Dude, okay, there was one time I broke down. But it wasn't about her.
Oh, like yeah. A little bitch?
It
was about, like...
Everything.
Yeah.
Why'd you cry?
It's personal.
Yeah.
And the rest of it isn't?
Well, I don't know.
So you're saying that we can publicly, put this out there?
it was more like, okay, dude, it got to the point where I almost, like, was never going to show up to AWC again or show up to GameStop. I just wasn't going to show up anywhere. I don't even know what I was going to do.
Two cuts right there.
I took, dude. I pulled a Kaylin, and I took like a fucking 2-hour break from work, like while I was working. And I was like, I called the people. I called my family, just telling them I love them.
Why?
I don't know, man. I just broke down.
What happened?
Okay. I can tell this part because I'm okay with
it. He would have driven his car off the road
if he had a car, and if he knew how to drive.
He would have been listening to Sleepwalker.
Like, like if anything, man. If I did anything else that time, I probably would have killed myself. Like, no joke. That was the time. I don't know. I just talked. Like, I was having a bad. Everything was going bad for me. And then I talked to this one kid who just, like, you can tell, like, he was just fucking made fun of. All this shit. Like, and he's just living his life like nothing.
Well, so like, this has sad. Nothing to do with Alma?
It involved Alma. It involved everything. It's just, like, it was just me, like, just working. And then this kid's like, the way this kid acted and the way I'm acting, it like broke me down. I don't know. It was just that one time. It was like, it broke me. I was like, fuck, what am I doing? I don't want to do anything anymore. I'm done. I don't know. It's the only time I ever felt that way. But it was just one kid. I've never seen him ever again in GameStop.
Do you think he was real?
I don't know at this point, man. The way that this, the way how sad this kid was, like he wasn't sad himself. Just this, everything about him was sad. I was like, this is like the ghost, like my ghost. And he just disappeared after that. No, he showed up a couple of times that day.
Never mind.
That day.
Oh, okay.
It was just sad, man. I was just like, I'm done. I had to call someone. And she's the only one that answered out of my whole family. Like my family didn't answer. I was like, well, that sucks. So it was a great day I don't know. It was a great day.
You're such a faggot.
Yes.
How are we going to end this?
No, we're not ending this yet because I got an idea.
Okay.
All right. So what wouldn't you do for $2 billion?
Yeah.
What wouldn't I do? Anal.
You wouldn't do... Oh, because if you got paid $2 billion, you wouldn't do anal.
On Gordo's face.
You wouldn't do for $2 billion. Do you know how much $2 billion is? And you wouldn't do anal. Anal just for $2 billion.
So nope. would you smoke crack?
No.
Would you
shoot you know, a heroin? I caught bullshit until they actually presented the money.
Would you cut off your dick? Would you cut your vagina out like a spoon, like someone spooned it out?
Would you spoon out your vagina?
Yeah.
No.
I would let someone do anal to me for $2 billion.
Would you remove the ability to have another children?
The fuck, Roy?
It's $2 billion. I can pay for the fucking therapy. It's no. $2 billion.
Yeah, then your fucking butt ring is going to be like fucking
for
loose.
One time what anal? If, like, I doubt it.
A big-ass black guy was like, all right, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. And you're,
even
like,
at
your
the
ass
worst,
is ripped.
Even at the worst,
at the worst, it's $2 billion. Your body heals.
Not normally. Like,
how do you know?
Well, I had a fucking baby, and my vagina is not the same.
It looked normal.
Well, you didn't fucking see it before.
I did not.
So.
Well, tell us about your vagina. If you're going to describe it that it's not the same, tell us about
oh
it.
Oh, my God. No.
I'm still fucking, like, it's just anal.
No. You know how I am about anal.
And you're always trying to touch my fucking butthole. So.
Yeah. And if you let me. That's what I would tell you. You let me
for
do anal on
dollars?
You, I'll let you do anal
for
on
$2
me.
Dollars?
That was the deal. And you said, okay, we're never going to do anal.
Fuck
and
no.
there we have it.
There was not $2
so
dollars
So for you to
involved.
Put it in her back door, all you had to do was take a finger?
Yeah.
That seems like you fucked up.
But I don't like I don't like
considering
anal.
Her fingers.
Have you tried
that,
it? Have you tried
big?
It?
Yes, I've had.
What?
All to myself? No.
Well, no, I just meant in general.
To someone else? Yeah, yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, have you been on the receiving end?
Ow, I hurt my own ear.
he said yes.
Yes, he said
no,
he's tried
no,
anal.
No, he meant on the giving end, though.
No, he said he's...
I've been on the giving end.
Roy has had
end.
A...
Yeah, so I was
like
saying
it.
On the receiving
end. I don't like it on the giving
somebody
end.
Somebody has stuck a wiener.
But on the receiving
oh,
end.
Oh, no, I've never had
nothing
the receiving
ever.
End. No, never.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
You guys can use
so you don't
my
know
screen,
until you try.
My screen for like horror.
Oh God!
Let's get back to
you don't know until you.
Well, no, I don't even like giving. Anal.
I know, but I'm saying you don't know until you try it. If
whatever,
you try it.
You're a fucking butt man, and you don't like.
You
giving
made
anal?
Me a butt man.
Did I?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. I don't care.
Why did you make him a butt man?
She has a nice butt.
I guess I have a nice butt.
How many meows would you give your butt out of 10?
How many? Oh, my gosh. I don't know. How
I
would,
give
how
her
many?
8.5.
8.5 for the
for
booty?
8.5
meows?
I would always grab her butt.
What about his
like
butt?
Constantly.
How many meows do you give it?
Not that much. It's a white butt.
Is it hairy?
I mean, it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always
yeah. Hairy. It's not like he has no butt, but it's like, all right.
It's like an average butt?
Yeah.
Maybe below?
So it's a 5.
It's not quite the no butt, but
yeah,
it's not like a muscular quite, butt.
Yeah. Was like
it,
if he
a
did
muscular
squats,
butt.
If he
was
did
it a
squats,
fun
and he doesn't have like a mom butt either.
I can't do squats.
If you did, well, if you were able to do squats, then you would have like a good butt.
Would you firmly grasp his butt?
She has.
Like firmly, like if it was like tight. Well, I mean, I would grab his butt, but it wasn't like tight.
Do you
like
ever
digging nails in or just
she
grabbing?
Did, oh, no.
No
nails.
Do you ever?
I would try to stick my like finger.
She would fine, try. Yeah, like, we got that. Fucking goddamn madman. I was so pissed. I was like, stop.
Would you grab his butt during fellatio?
No.
Like.
It was his thighs.
Oh.
I have nice thighs.
Yeah, he does have nice.
They're
thighs.
They're not hairy.
Yeah, they're
hairy.
Hairy. Everything about him is
what?
Hairy.
Let me see your thighs.
Feel.
I'm good, thanks.
I was asking Marcelo.
No,
you turned towards me.
He can't even get those pants.
I'm letting you know ahead of time. I don't need
you
to
can't even
your
get
thighs.
Those pants past like your fucking shin, man. Like, fucking tight as fuck. Fucking baby gap.
Pants were tight.
Baby gap.
Well, I mean,
I'm still fucking pissed about the $2 billion. $2 billion.
Yes, no anal. No anal.
You don't. I feel like if someone brought the money out, you'd be like, okay.
What if you were on fire and the only way to not be on fire was
to get
to
anal.
Receive anal.
No. Would you just stay on fire and die? Yeah. That's stupid. What?
No anal. I'm scared. Like,
what if Roy was dying and the only
gross.
Way to save
like,
him?
What if, like...
I think she should be the one killing me.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
No. It just,
I don't know. I just feel
what,
like there's much
concern?
Worse.
Where were you
like,
going?
If you were, like, giving, like, doing, like, butt-fucking, and then you pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl shits. Like, she just literally shit on your dick. And that's just not attractive anymore. And that's just, like, gross.
Well, you can, it's or what you, if, can, you can take some, you know, preparative
what
steps
what
to
what if the girl
issues.
Sneezes and then her butthole clenches and then your dick is just, like, ugh.
Probably maybe
but,
it
but
might
I
feel
think
better.
That, in that
yeah,
situation,
say,
it'd be the guy's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
so
not
much
yours.
Yours.
Yeah. You're just worried about $2 billion.
I mean, yeah, it might be.
Do you sneeze a lot during sex? I mean,
do I sneeze?
I don't know. Seemed like kind of a weird paranoia thing. What if I sneeze?
She sneezed once into my fucking face.
It did.
I was just like, well, this kind of killed it. No, it didn't. It never killed it. But I don't know. It's just like the thing I wouldn't do is just get my dick cut off. It's like I'm using that money for that specific reason to hit on girls and stuff. So why would I want?
So you need dick? Money to hit on girls.
At this point, yeah.
If you didn't have a dick, it wouldn't do any good.
Well, like
at this point, you do need money to hit on girls, which you don't have.
Exactly.
She would be off the meow chart for that dollar amount.
Meow. I don't know. I just feel like anal is like the least of my worries. If it's something that it's just going to reform again, who cares?
But not to its complete.
For like, one time, it should.
Would you shove a baby back in your.
In my vagina? A full grown baby? Or like, no. Nuh-uh. No, because it only works one way, just like the butthole is like out. So
would you immediately have sex after giving birth?
Oh god, no, that's disgusting.
What if the guy was into it?
No.
What if it was your husband?
I could die. Like the woman could die.
As I say, I don't think most guys really after that usually are in the mood.
I'm sure there is out there a fucking afterbirth fetish.
Oh, I'm sure. There's an everything
fetish. Where they eat the fucking placenta?
Yeah, where they stick their head in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen people, I've seen the placenta cooked, not in real life on TV, you know, cooked and eaten.
Well.
Placenta pate.
Well.
And they have them in pills now, so it's like easier to swallow.
Yeah.
Would you be down with like eating a dude's butt?
In a rim job? No.
What about someone eating yours?
What about someone eating yours?
No. Okay.
So
no.
you're just kind of
just like,
anti the whole thing.
Stay out of my butt.
Okay. Stay out of your butt.
Away from my butt.
Yeah.
But it's okay for you to go into Roy's.
Well, it was a point that I was trying to make.
What point? I already agreed on this. What was the point? I don't still get the point.
Because you would always talk about it. Like, what if I slipped in? I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I was just joking around. It's like how Gordo's asking these weird questions. That's what I did to you.
These are weird questions? Am I weirding you out?
No, they're perfectly normal questions.
I thought we're all adults here. So
these are weird
these
questions.
Would be
that was
questions.
My favorite.
I was saying, there's been a few that I was a little worried about her reaction, but she's just been right there with answers on all
she's
of them.
She's an adult.
Well, she's going to go in the car and start crying. Because
if I had any concern that you would be disgusted, I wouldn't be asking these questions.
Right. I mean, I dated Roy, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's my prerequisite to these questions. Into this whole show.
Hey, okay, requirements, dates Roy. Okay, she's good.
If you could date me, you could take it.
No, yeah.
Pretty soon Vanessa will date you, and then we'll all be full circle.
Hell knows.
Speaking of which, would you date Vanessa, Travis?
You asked me
this last week.
What was your answer?
I suppose.
He said, I suppose, yeah. That's exactly this is what he said. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I said, yeah, I suppose, yes.
Would you date Vanessa?
Who's Vanessa?
That works with him sometimes.
The Leticia's friend?
Yeah.
Would I?
Like if you were...
If you were into that?
If you're into the carpet munching?
If you needed a break from Roy.
Would you
she already has a break from me.
Would I? She's cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
2015. Alma thinks Vanessa's cute. Stamp.
Sounded like a queef.
It was you.
No. Are you pro queef?
I think this died a while ago.
No, I want to know.
Have I queefed?
Are you pro queef? Not have you queefed?
Are you pro queef?
That was my next question. Have you? If you want to jump ahead, you know.
I don't know. Like, whatever.
That means yes. 2015.
Can't confirm.
Queef. Can't confirm. Queef confirm.
Alrighty.
Have I queefed?
Now that we know that you're into queefing, I think we got all the answers.
Queefing, yes. Anal, no. Bukkake, no.
No rib jobs.
Bukkake, maybe.
Yeah, bukkake, maybe.
What the hell is that?
I'm pretty sure it's a no.
She might already be.
It's a bunch of dudes coming on the girl's face.
I hate when people come in my mouth. Why would I let them come on my face?
You do? I'm just kidding.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
So disgusting.
Is it?
Yes.
What if they ate a lot of pineapple?
It's still disgusting.
For sure.
Would you do? Would you ever let a girl snowball you?
Yeah, I don't care.
What the hell is that? What is that?
Do you know?
What is that? Tell me.
Basically, after...
They go...
No, not exactly. Well, I mean...
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
Usually, it's more of after a girl goes down on a guy, and then she basically French kisses him / exchanges the...
Ew!
No, wait, no, never mind. I would not.
Okay.
I thought about it.
I was a little surprised that you were that eager, but hey.
Nothing. Nothing.
Spill the beans, bro.
No, I mean, like, I wanna know. Like
next
I
time think, on Dragon Ball Z.
I think the one thing is if a guy allows a girl to go down on him, he should fucking kiss her. Like, I'm sucking your penis.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, I feel that way completely. He should have no problem.
Should be right. The same way also.
If yeah. you were into, if some, yeah. if a guy requested you to queef in his face, is that okay with you?
Ew, no.
Can you control your queef?
I've never queefed.
Really? Can girls control their queef? You know how you can control your fart?
To some extent, I think, yeah, because it's just a contraction of the muscles. You just have to get the
can
air in.
Can you control your queef,
place.
Roy?
Yeah.
It's not like you have a diaphragm where you can just suck air in.
You know you can penis queef, right?
You know.
The fuck?
Yeah.
In theory.
Show
no,
us.
You can.
Show us.
Don't be so shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
But, well, yeah. Does anybody else want to fucking say anything?
I don't
subscribe
know.
To my channel.
Don't do that.
YouTube.com/TheYattyZen.
Local programming.
You guys have a YouTube channel? You guys should fucking put a YouTube channel.
Well,
like,
we may. I'm not really sure.
There's complications to that right now.
Yeah, we'll
yeah,
see.
Well, mostly everything right now is on mine.
On
it's
on
Luthius.
Yeah, or check the local programming Facebook page.
You can go ahead and go to Luthius on YouTube. It's LUTHIOUZ.
Yeah.
That was TheYaryZett.
No, that's not how you spell Luthius. You spell it LUTHIOUZ.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong.
Or you can go to mine where I have a bunch of old shit that I haven't added anything to in like 3 years.
Or you can go to mine where it doesn't have anything. It's just a bunch
or
of, I like this video.
Or you can
you
go
can
to my ex-hamster page.
Life.
It is Big Yuma Not So Red.
Or...
Yeah. Big Yuma,
we
not
can all
so
go
red.
Bowling later.
Remember when you tried to set that up and you didn't tell Travis we weren't going?
Yeah.
And so he was just there at the bowling alley.
That's awesome.
Why don't remember?
We go? Sounds like Roy.
Remember?
Why don't we go?
Well, Anais and Roman.
Who gives a fuck about them?
Didn't
wasn't there,
go,
well,
and that was like your ride.
That
Roman
was,
wanted to go.
That night, I believe there was one other time, too, that we were supposed to go. And some shithead
didn't
bother,
didn't
even though I told him ahead of time, didn't bother calling ahead to verify what time they were going to close and wanted to go at like 9 on a Sunday.
That was it.
Yeah,
that
I go walking in the door, and they're like, we're closing in like 20 minutes. I'm like, well,
that was
the
same time.
That was it.
We're waiting for you.
Did you bowl for 20 minutes?
No.
Me and Roman was
probably
pissed.
Good for free.
I was just waiting for you to say, hey, we're going. I
was
ready the entire day. I was so ready. So ready.
So is this going to be your guys' year?
What are you
for
talking
what?
About?
Like,
to be successful? Yeah.
Yeah, that.
I'm going to try to survive another year. that's what it took to us.
Yeah, that's it. That
I ain't
successful.
Dead yet.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, guys. Well... Thank you, Alma, for coming on the show. I mean, appearing
on
the show.
Being
on
the show.
Did you find this nice and cathartic?
Sure. Yeah, it was
maybe
fun.
This will encourage you to, you know, go pursue your own podcast or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll probably stick to, like, YouTube and stuff.
The blogging
the
stuff? Blog.
The vlogging, yeah.
The YouTube.
Or cool. We'll just replace but Roy with you. And
fuck no. You always say that about everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Feel free to...
Okay, I was just wondering, like, why do you keep doing that?
Plug all your stuff again one more time.
Okay, subscribe to my channel. It would be greatly appreciated.
Luthius.com.
YouTube.com/TheYattyZett.org. TheYaryZett. Yeah.
For all your favorite bukkake shots.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of that on YouTube.
Tony Ferguson.
All right, you guys, you want to sign off on this?
I got. All right. I have nothing to plug, so yeah.
Okay, right. I'll plug in. I like longboards, so if anyone wants to buy me more, that'd be great. Goodbye.
Yes. Yeah, buy him more beer so that he'll quit drinking all the Bud Lights out of my fridge.
Yeah, I'm drinking his beer. Buy me beer so I don't drink his beer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
Don't you leave me now.